This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll get you all set up for the upcoming CHL Canada-Russia series with games set up for Kelowna and Kamloops. We'll hear from Kelowna Rockets forward Nick Merkley, branded Wheat Kings defenseman Ivan Provorov, who will suit up for the Russian contingent. As well, Prince George Cougars forward Jesse Gabriel is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. Monday, November 9th, the CHL Canada-Russia series begins in Kelowna. The following night on the 10th, it's in Kamloops. Rockets forward and NHL first-round pick Nick Merkley will represent the host city in Game 1. Regan Bartel caught up with him.
Let's spend some time with Nick Merkley, who will participate in the upcoming Super Series. It's, well, essentially the WHL All-Stars that'll take on a Russian select team, back-to-back games in Kamloops. And also Kelowna, games are on November the 9th and the 10th. Now, Merks, for you, this will be a first time of experience. It should be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great experience. Obviously, you know a lot of the guys there. You've played at the World Junior Camps and types of things like that. So it'll be good to see them again and kind of get going with that. And I think it'll be a good stepping stone moving forward.
I saw the lineup. The lineup looks great. I mean, a lot of first-round picks. Matthew Barzell, a guy that you know very well from Seattle, is going to be a part of that roster. Jansen Harkins, another good example. I mean, with all that offensive talent, is it going to come easy to generate offense? It looks like it on paper.
Yeah, well, obviously you hope so, but we'll have to see as the week goes on when we get there and getting into the game a bit, see how it pans out. And obviously, there's a lot of offense on that team, and it'll be exciting to play in that game.
It's a big game. Actually, in fact, it's two big games. Some players would think, well, what does it mean in the big picture? Well, in fact, it does mean a lot. Do you realize the magnitude of those games and what type of mark you can make if you do play well? And if you don't play well, how they can damage you?
Yeah, obviously, there's a bunch of steps to the process into going into the December, and I think, obviously, this is one of them, so hopefully I perform well, and obviously it's a big stage for everyone playing at this thing, so I think we'll bring our best.
Hockey Canada always wants to have the guys that are playing hot to participate in that camp in December. You know, for you, when you take a look at your game right now, are you coming around a little slow off the hop, but do you see your game coming into Nick Merkley form?
Yeah, I think obviously I didn't have the start I wanted, but I think I've starting to heat up right now, and hopefully I can continue it moving forward.
What do you think of your team right now? It's early on, but what do you think?
I think we've started off pretty good. I think obviously there's a lot of work to do, and we're gonna just get better as the year goes on. I think we got some young guys moving in the lineup this year, so yeah, just moving on throughout the season, we'll get a lot better.
Now on the other side, WHL Russian imports Redel Fezleyev from the Calgary Hitmen, Ivan Nikolishin of the Red Deer Rebels, Regina Pats defenseman Sergei Zabrowski, and branded Wheat Kings defenseman Ivan Provorov will match up against Team WHL on Team Russia. A voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lubke, has more with Provorov, an NHL first-round pick of the Philadelphia Flyers.
We've known about it probably for a couple of weeks ourselves, but I guess made official earlier this week that, in fact, you will be playing with the Russian team in the upcoming CHL Canada-Russia series. Second time around for you, obviously had that opportunity a year ago. How much different is it the second time around when you're maybe a little bit more of an established player with that team as opposed to what you were 12 months ago?
I mean, I think it's always great to play for a national team. And yes, I think this year I have a bigger role and hopefully play a first period D and try to do everything that I can to help the team win.
I know you had this opportunity a year ago. You played against Jace Howerlick and John Quinville, two of your Wheat King teammates. This time it's going to be four guys from your own team that are going to be on the opposite side. How much fun is it to go up against those guys in something that's not a practice type of format?
Yeah, I think it will be fun. I mean, we played together all year and now we get the chance to play against each other. So, I mean, I think it'll be a fun two games.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Under-17 World Hockey Challenge runs Sunday, November 1st to Saturday the 7th in northern BC, split between Fort St. John and Dawson Creek. 19 WHL 16-year-olds are representing Canada on one of three Team Canada selections. They are joined in the annual tourney by the U.S., Sweden, Finland, Russia, and the Czech Republic. The gold medal game is set for Saturday, November 7th in Dawson Creek. Good luck to all those representing their WHL club team.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Help celebrate the WHL's 50th season by casting your vote for the top 50 WHL players of all time. From a list of the top 125 players in WHL history, as selected by a panel of historians, you'll be able to choose your top three players from each decade and another five wildcard selections available online at WHL.ca. You can come back each week to vote for your favorites. Voting will end December 20th. Your votes will help determine the top 50 WHL players of all time. And then the top 50 countdown will begin in early 2016. Cast your vote online at WHL.ca.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince George Cougars forward Jesse Gabriel is the WHL Player of the Week. I spoke with him midway through a BC Division road swing.
Jesse, talk about the week. Put the puck in the net, five goals, part of that 7 points, and you guys won three times.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just part of, staying consistent. I talked to one of the player development guys from Boston, and Jamie Langenbrunner, and he told me, not to worry about putting pucks in the net, just worry about, playing your game and staying consistent as much as possible, and the goals will come. So, I'm sticking to the coach's system and, playing my game as consistently as possible, and goals are going in for me right now. And so, the team's winning, so I think it's just a plus for everyone.
Jesse, you started the season playing with Jansen Harkins and Chase Witala. Seems like you've been bounced around a little bit here. There's been a little bit of a mix-up, but talk about your line mates and who you've been playing with.
Yeah, I think, the lines are getting juggled. It's the start of the year, trying to see what gels and what works. I'm just focused on going out there and, whoever I'm playing, if it's Jansen or, Chase or Mo, whoever it is, just creating chances for my line and helping that line be successful as possible.
This is your third stop in the WHL, first time in the Western Conference. It's a whole new ballgame on this side of the mountains. But what have you seen, and what do you like about it?
I like Prince George a lot. It's a new ice age, like they say, and that's really what it is. The organization's really run, with a lot of class and, really high-end people in this organization. When I'm playing, teams that, I usually only play once a year, it's different, kind of getting a feel for, who's who and, kind of how the teams play. But I'm liking it a lot right now. It's going real well.
Now let's talk about first the Cougars goals, what you want to do, and then tell me about, the motivation behind you trying to sign that deal with Boston.
Yeah, obviously Prince George, the end goal is, to make as far as you can in the playoffs. That's, the biggest goal for our team right now, and to get as many wins as possible and, just kind of gel together as a team. That's huge for us. We've got a lot of character guys in there, a lot of, good team guys, and I think just, gelling together as a group and being the most successful team we can be is kind of our goal right now. And then, like I said, making as far as we can in the playoffs.
Jesse, WHL Player of the Week, 7 points in four games. Appreciate your time here on our radio show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Regan Bartell in Kelowna and Bruce Lukey and Brandon for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.